This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Come on, turn the radio on, it's Saturday, and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong, I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're grateful that you are here. We've had a full show so far today, and we have Scott Pressler coming up in about 15 minutes right here on the Annie Fry Show. So we want you to stick around for that. But at this point in time, we are going to listen in just a second to a press conference that's taking place this afternoon. Unfortunately, we have to report that another school shooting has taken place. A shooter at a Michigan high school was taken into custody today. And we are going to get the details here from the Oakland County Sheriff's Office, who just began just a moment ago delivering this press conference. Brad, let's listen.
Across the street and behind that is the high school, Oxford High School. So with me right now is Tim Throne, the superintendent of Oxford Schools, John Lyman. He's the PIO for all the fire departments that are here. We have Major Curtis Childs from our department. We have Tim Waters, the special aid in charge of the Detroit office, all of Michigan. Major Chris Wondrick over there. So I'll just give you a quick brief, and I'll answer whatever questions I can answer, and we'll ask for comments or anything. The chief can fill us in about EMS and all that. Around 12:51 today, we received a 911 call of an active shooter at the high school. Our deputies immediately responded, and we received over 100 911 calls into our dispatch center, over 100. The deputies took a suspect into custody within 5 minutes of the original 911 call. They recovered a handgun from the suspect. The suspect fired multiple shots. There's multiple victims. It's unfortunate that I have to report that we have three deceased victims right now who are all believed to be students. We have six others that were shot. One was a school teacher. They're all at local hospitals being treated for various injuries. Multiple shots were fired. He did not give us any resistance when he was taken into custody. He's currently being transported back to Pontiac he's already invoked his right to not speak. So he wants an attorney. He's not telling us anything at this point in time. It's a very tragic situation, obviously. We will brief you again later, maybe around 5 o'clock. We can give you ages of the victims, conditions of the victims, where they live, things of that nature. Behind us in the Meyer, they've closed the store down for us and helped us with reunification with the parents. We know we've got a lot of upset parents wanting to know what's going on with their kids. There was an orderly evacuation. The school did everything right. Everybody remained in place. They barricaded themselves. And Tim here has done a great job in terms of preparing You never want to prepare for something like this, but you have to. And the school district's done a wonderful job preparing. All the doors over there are marked at the high school. If you've seen them, deputies responded. They knew where to go. We've had assistance from other police agencies nearby, Lapeer County Sheriff, Oxford Police Department, other local police departments. The response has been overwhelming. We're still doing a secondary, and we're doing a third search of the high school just to make sure there's no other victims out there. If there's anything else I missed or I can answer, I will answer, and I'll defer.
Was this a student?
Yes, it's a 15-year-old student who was a sophomore at the high school.
Has he said, before he invoked an attorney, did he say anything about what precipitated this?
I'm not going to get into that.
Okay.
Was there any warning, Mike, ahead of time? Was there any messaging? Did he put out anything?
That's all under investigation at this time. We have literally probably 100 different detectives and support out here right now. We're going to talk to everybody. We're going to go through everything. But at this point in time, I can't tell you that we have that or we don't have that.
Any reason to believe the initial victims were targeted directly, or was it random?
Don't know at this point in time. Still under investigation.
Has notification been made to parents yet, or do parents still not know?
I believe all the parents know, but I can't say that for certain, but I believe they do.
So you're saying three deceased. How many injuries?
We have three deceased, six others that were shot. One of the six is a teacher.
One of the witnesses I talked to said she heard shots. It paused. She heard shots again. Do you have any idea how long he was in the school?
He fired multiple shots, I can tell you that. We've recovered multiple shell casings in the school. Somewhere in the area, obviously, with that many people shot, we're thinking, you know, 15 to 20 shots that were fired.
So what kind of weapon was used?
How long was he?
It's a handgun.
How long was he in the school?
So it's a semi-automatic handgun. That's all I can tell you at this point.
Did he have more than one magazine?
I'm not going to get in. Obviously, if he fired up multiple shots, more than 15, he'd have more than one magazine, yes.
How was he apprehended?
Deputies took him into custody and responded. I can't tell you the exact circumstances of how that occurred, but deputies confronted him. He had the weapon on him. They took him into custody.
In the school?
Yes, sir.
Was it the child that had the issue last week, a couple weeks ago back with the deer head?
I'm not aware of that, so I can't answer that.
Was this over the course of like 15, 20 minutes? Do we know how long?
5 minutes. The whole thing lasted 5 minutes.
Was it a classroom or a common area?
I'm not sure on that. I'll have to get back to you again. We'll do another briefing later on when we get more details.
Ask the superintendent, but any indication that he was targeting a certain room for these students and the specific teacher?
I can't tell you that because I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
We told us a lot and we appreciate it.
Okay.
Can we talk to the superintendent for a moment, please?
That's up to Tim.
I really don't have anything. I really don't have anything more to say other than that you certainly can pray for our families here in Oxford and our students. I'm learning information real time just as you all are. So I really don't have any more info to add. Or
can you shed any light on who the student is? A 15-year-old?
I can't. No.
What's your reaction to this?
Oh, of course, I'm shocked. It's devastating.
Superintendent, can you say and spell your name, please, sir?
So we are listening in right now to an Oakland County Sheriff press conference here, and we've heard from the superintendent, who you can pull that on, who they just delivered this press conference saying that there are three students who were shot and killed. I think six total that were shot and wounded or killed. It's another story. A shooter at a Michigan high school was taken into custody on Tuesday after allegedly shooting and killing at least three people who are all believed to be students, according to the Oakland County Sheriff's Office. Oakland County Sheriff's Office deputies were called to Oxford High School at 12:51 p.m. Eastern and able to apprehend the suspect within 5 minutes. It really took that. It was that quick. And I'm going to tell you what, the only thing that stops a man with a gun is a man with a gun. Which means that the men with the gun showed up and stopped the situation. They indicated that it was a handgun that was used, that there, I think he said, upwards of 15 or more shots that were fired. And we will go through this cycle again and, you know, start the stopwatch on how long it takes to find out the, you know, race of this person and how that plays into it. Find out how long it takes to figure out how this becomes politically advantageous to anybody on any specific policy issue. And then we'll just do it again down the road. You guys remember the Texas school shooting that took place? How long ago was that? A month, maybe?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly how long ago it was, but it wasn't that long ago.
He was out on bail in a day. In a day. It's just, it's, if you're like me, you just don't even know what to say about this anymore. It's so sad. It is so tragic. It is so disturbingly close to home. When I hear these stories, I think about my kids being in a classroom. You probably think about your kids, your grandkids being in a classroom. And it is personal. It is upsetting. And it shouldn't ever become less upsetting because we know how to handle this. I remember vividly, I was a sophomore in high school when Columbine took place. And it was so disturbing to think that something like to have something that was so foreign to my understanding of what could exist in reality. That's what Columbine was then. And it is an occurrence of multiple times a year now. It just happens. And everybody says this doesn't happen in a town like ours. This is such a quiet town. You know, at what point do we... I mean, who's entitled to have a quiet town anymore? And all we don't really talk about, not publicly at least, we don't talk about what drives these troubled individuals to behave in such a way. We only talk about the gun. This is a handgun that they're talking about. So, you know, if they come in with an AR style weapon or, you know, something like that, the gun's even extra scarier, and it's immediately seized upon by politicians who want to affect some change there. And when it's a handgun, don't think they're not going to do that about handguns now. Did you hear him say semi-automatic? The people who will freak out about that the most will not understand what it means to be semi-automatic. It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy every single time. And, you know, the life lost is the biggest tragedy, but somewhere in the top five parts of this being a tragedy is the fact that we are not allowed as a society to talk about the individuals who commit these heinous acts and what leads them to do that so that we can prevent it from happening again, because we publicly get so wrapped up in yay guns, boo guns. It's such a juvenile thing to take from this, and it's such easy bait for media outlets to push this out there. You know, we can shift back into the gun conversation. President Biden himself, and I don't even remember which school shooting it was. I think it was in like February. It was really close to when he took office. He said that his predecessors were good at affecting change on gun legislation because they knew timing. President Biden and the Biden administration, they're not talking about gun issues on any random day. They're going to talk about them now. Timing. Never let a good crisis go to waste. We've heard that. They said it. Their words, not mine. Never let a good crisis go to waste. There is a crisis here. It's the fact that we're raising children who think it's okay to go into a building and kill people. I don't care what mechanism they're using to affect this kind of violence. It needs to be stopped. And we need to understand these children, how they're falling through the cracks of the legal system, how they're falling through the cracks of the education system, and what we can do to support them or to detain them, if that's what we need to do. If they can't be helped, they should not be permitted to be among the students who can be killed by them. I know nothing about him other than it's a he and he's 15. I know nothing about him, and it doesn't matter what else there is to know about him. I know what he did, and I know that there are at least three people who won't get to see Wednesday because of him. It doesn't matter what his skin color is. If he's white, he didn't do this on behalf of white people. He doesn't get to speak for white people. Same thing if he's black or if he's Latino or if he's Canadian. They're white people, but they're also black people. They're all sorts of people. We have to get to the point where we start looking at who is committing these crimes and going at that and not the inanimate object. I could do a whole hour on the coverage of the Waukesha parade car that drove into people. This is just random car. There's a man in it, but, you know, don't worry about the man who is in there. This car, you know, some people did some things. Maybe, I guess, Ilhan Omar said people. The next thing we're going to hear from her is some planes did some things. It's absolutely moronic. We have to get to the part of this where we realize the human element that exists here, and we have to call it out in the open so that we can stop it from happening again. It can't just be a political fight. It can't. We can't afford it. Not another student, not another parent who's waiting by the phone. I can't even imagine having this happen in my life and staring at my phone and trying to call people to verify that my children were okay. I can't imagine that. I would come inside out. No parent should have to do that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Scott Pressler is going to join us. He is a grassroots activist. He works super hard to make sure that he's talking to real people about real issues, listening to them, and giving them an alternative to what they're seeing on the mainstream media, what they're hearing in their social media feeds. And he's registering Republicans across the country. Scott Pressler joins us in just a minute. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I encourage everyone to wear a mask when they're indoors in a crowded circumstance like we are right now. And unless you're eating or speaking at a microphone. Secondly, the degree of the spread impacts on whether or not there's a need for any travel restriction. But that's not, I don't anticipate that at this point. And we'll see. We'll see where that works.
We'll see. We'll see about more restrictions, lockdowns. It's never going to end, folks. You're going to have to do what they want you to do, or it's never going to end, except for the fact that there are lots of places like me living in the state of Illinois right across the river here in St. Louis where we've had a mask mandate since like September or August or something like that. It's been implemented and there is nothing put into place in sight that suggests that it's going to be repealed, that we're going to be able to have the freedom to go about and do what we want, except the fact that most people in Southern Illinois are doing it anyway, going about their lives because they believe in freedom, they believe in liberty, and they're pushing back. This is happening all across the country. People are looking at their leadership. There's such a stark difference in red states and blue states right now, bigger than it's ever been in my lifetime. And people are starting to understand that votes really, really have consequences. I know many of you seem very forlorn about the way things are going, and you feel helpless and you feel hopeless about it. But I want to introduce you, if you have not heard Scott on our show before, he's been with us on the Annie Fry Show before, but Scott Pressler is a guy who is on the move. He is a grassroots activist who is really actively making a difference with his own two feet, and I'm so excited to welcome back Scott Pressler to the Annie Fry Show. Scott, thank you so much for your time today. It's a pleasure to have you back here.
I wouldn't miss it. Thank you, Annie.
So tell me, and our listeners who may not be familiar with you, at Scott Pressler on Twitter, folks, if you want to know what he's doing, you can check him out there for sure. How did you get into going around the country, registering probably the least suspecting people to become Republicans, and making these one-on-one human connections with your fellow Americans?
Well, first, I want to give a shout out to President Obama because he inspired me to become the community organizer that I am today. Because I turned the finger back at myself. You know, I wasn't really mad at President Obama. I was mad at me. Where was I registering voters? Where was I knocking on doors? Where was I getting out the vote? And the answer was that I hadn't been an active participant in our democratic republic. And that's my encouragement to any of you that are listening right now to this show, is I'm an average guy, an ordinary American citizen. I was a dog walker. I was an elementary school worker. And the only thing that made me different was that in our society that so often tells you to say, who will, I dared to say, I will. And I want to give you some encouragement for a second, because today, for the first time in history, Florida has more registered Republicans than Democrats. And you mentioned the state of Illinois. Adam Kinzinger, come 2023, will no longer be a congressman. His behind is ousted. And get this, in the state of New York, the New York voters voted against same-day voter registration in November 2021. And they voted against no-excuse mail-in voting. So what I'm trying to tell you is I understand that you may be discouraged. I understand that you may be looking at the world around you wondering, how are we going to turn things right side up? But just know, there are moms, there are dads, there are people across the country that feel exactly the same way that you do, and they're taking action. And so I encourage you to also get involved with your local Republican Party. Register your entire family to vote. Vote in primaries to make sure that we have the most conservative constitutionalist candidate. And ultimately, in 2022, I'm asking for your vote on November 8th.
That's fantastic. You know, Scott, I'm looking at your Twitter profile right here, and you have on here, make kindness cool again. A lot of people on the left would say that you can't advocate for conservative values, let alone Republican values, and also be somebody who upholds kindness. Are you finding across the country that those things very much so do exist together?
Absolutely. And I think that should be the message, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or a Libertarian or whatever you are, being kind is cool. And, you know, that goes even beyond politics. But you know what I think is cool? I think medical freedom and patient protection is kind, that we are allowing people to keep their jobs, not being forced into retirement for not taking a vaccination. I think parental choice in education is kind and cool, that we are allowing parents, not government, should be able to dictate how to educate their children. I think securing the border is kind and cool, that we are protecting our citizens. And more importantly, we're protecting the people that are trying to come into our country, making sure that they are not sexually assaulted, making sure that they are able to do it in a safe and secure election way. And last, I believe election integrity is kind and cool, making sure that we have safe and secure, fair and free elections, that we know that in our democratic republic, in our constitutional republic, that our vote counts and matters.
Yeah,
that's what I think is kind.
Completely agree with you. At Scott Pressler on Twitter, grassroots activist Scott with us right now. So, you know, what's the down and dirty about how you go about the country and register real people in person to become Republican voters? How does that work?
Well, part of it is education. So, like, for example, you know, I post on my social media, hey, if you need to register to vote, I'll literally come to your house, or I'll meet you at a coffee shop, or I'll meet you in an alley. I mean, literally, I will register anyone, anywhere. And so that's what I did yesterday in Maryland. I drove an hour and a half away from my home to Frederick in Hagerstown. And by the end of the day, I helped register four voters. Two of them were new, and two of them I switched from non-party affiliation to Republican. Now, why is that so important, Annie? Here's why it's important. If some of you at home are discouraged by the leadership of the Republican Party, I get that. I understand that. But remind yourself that if you switch from Republican to independent, what you're doing is you're taking away your ability in some states to vote in the primary. So then, if you therefore don't vote in a Republican primary, thereby choosing the most conservative constitutional candidate, you are then disallowing yourself to be a part of the very process that you're complaining about. And so I encourage everyone out there, if you are unhappy with the leadership of our country or the Republican Party, then register as a Republican so that way you can choose the most conservative candidate. Also, if you have any questions about voter registrations, I know the laws and rules and regulations for all 50 states. I would be happy to answer your questions. You can slide into my DMs in the most wholesome of manner on Twitter. My Twitter is at Scott Pressler. There's only one S in Pressler. And I'm also on Telegram and every other social media platform.
Yeah, and you are very in touch with what the American people are doing. It's so interesting, too, to see some of the stories and that you have and some of the people who you meet. And when you have these events in towns all across the country, the people who show up that have never done anything like that before, never been activists of their own kind in their own, municipality. People seem to have a little bit more of a fire, asking themselves the same question that you asked yourself, saying, you know, who's going to fix this? Well, if you've been sitting around waiting and nobody has shown up to do it, maybe it's got to be you.
Yes. Well, and this is such a historic opportunity. You know, Republicans for the first time can own the issue of education, which has historically been Democratic. And look at what we just had happen in Virginia. We won the governorship in the Commonwealth of Virginia because we said parents' lives matter, and we said parental choice and education matters, and that it shouldn't be government, it shouldn't be school boards dictating how to instruct our children, it should be parents. And, you know, this is a hot topic, Annie, but I want to, you know, put a bug in the ear of your listeners of cameras in classrooms. Having choice and accountability and having parents be able to either hear or see instruction during public education. That's an issue that I'm pushing forth, and I think would actually empower parents to know more about what's happening within our classrooms.
I was just going to say, to your point, that the education system and what it has become leading into COVID and what it's grown into coming out of COVID, this is a huge opportunity and a huge wake-up call for parents across the country to be involved and to expose and to stand up against some of what is being educated towards our children.
Yes. Well, and also not just parents, but workers. This is a historic opportunity for Republicans to stand up not only for working class America, but also for union workers. Think about it. Firefighters, police officers, nurses, doctors, pilots, airline workers, all of these people were doing a job during the pandemic for a year and a half unvaccinated. Why? All of a sudden, after a year and a half of doing the job that they've been doing for decades, must they be forced into retirement? And so this is our opportunity as the Republican Party to say, no, we are going to fight for working class America. We are going to make sure that you are not penalized for not taking a vaccination, and we're going to fight for you and your families.
Yeah, you know, I've seen this so much through your social media, and I encourage people to find you, Scott Pressler, Pressler, on your preferred social media platform, that you are showing that this is not the stereotypical grandfather's Republican Party, that this is the freedom, this is the Freedom Party, this is the Liberty Party.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. This is liberty. This is freedom. This is choice. that you, not government, should be able to dictate how to run your life. That's it. That's all we want. I don't care what you do in your bedroom. I don't care what you do in your personal life, so long as you are not infringing or abridging the rights of somebody else, you can do whatever the heck you want legally and with consent. That's it.
Scott, you are a trailblazer, and I give you my full support at Scott Pressler, and encouraging my listeners right now to support you, to find you and support you, because you are doing the work that we should all be doing. And I like that you tell us the story of you questioning who's gonna do this, and then realizing you gotta do it yourself. We all have to do that. We all have to follow your lead, and it's a great one. We appreciate you, Scott.
Thank you, Annie. Happy holidays.
Yes, you as well. Happy holidays. Scott Pressler, grassroots activist, at Scott Pressler on Twitter. Brad, you were pretty excited when you found out we were having Scott on the show today.
I was. Like, I'd heard him on the show before, but mm-hmm. like to get to hear him talk, and such great positive energy is what I really like about
Completely.
Him.
Completely. His attitude and his go-get-em mentality is, I think it's contagious, which is why we want to uphold it here. So, yeah, thanks, Scott, for coming on with us. It's great to have you here. We're going to take a quick break, wrap up the show here in a minute. Ryan's on vacation. Had a couple of people ask that. So Ryan's on vacation. He'll be back Thursday, Brad tells me. So don't you worry. I didn't stick him in the basement for days and days. Just till Thursday, folks. Mostly kidding. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
So we were talking earlier in the show about Bing Crosby. This is Brett Eldredge. I know you're not a country guy, right?
I've heard of him, though.
That's a correct. You're not a country guy.
Not a big country guy.
But you're not angry at country?
No.
Ryan's real weird about it, which is shocking.
No, my music tastes are weird across the board.
Yeah, so. A little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Eldredge, from Illinois, I might add. He is one of us. And he is classically trained and does country. I just think it's listening to him sing like this is fantastic. Because this, is, to me, doesn't sound country.
No, this sounds like Frank Sinatra.
Right. I just think it's good. If you are looking for a Christmas album to add to your routine, your cycle that you go through, check out the Brett Eldredge Christmas album. Yes, he's a country singer, but when you listen to it, you're not going to be thinking, oh, I hate country or I love country. He's just very, very talented. This Jim Cramer to me is a cartoon character.
I can see that.
He's not real, is he?
I mean, he's a real person.
I mean, but is he? Like, what is Jim Cramer's deal? Does he yell a lot? I mean, just by like he talks.
Like, is
yelly.
That Is that just his personality online or on air, or is that like how he is at the dinner table?
Or like the urinal. I have no idea how men are at the urinal. I don't even know what urinal etiquette is. I'm sure there is. I know that like you're not supposed, if there's like five, I've seen the memes like, mm-hmm. like urinal etiquette, which urinal do you go to? And it shows a man here or a man there or whatever. And it like you're supposed, I don't know. Women don't, you would skip a stall. Naturally, I think.
Same principle.
Not really, though. Like, it's super weird to think, like, that I could be visibly, I guess, sitting next to a woman and we're both, like, knowingly peeing. Like, there's this thing about women that, like, when a woman goes into a bathroom, I'm serious. When a woman goes into a bathroom, I want to think that men think that's, like, a mystical place.
It is.
And you have no idea.
No.
It is.
Yeah, I'm sure you've got like flowers and couches in there and stuff.
Yes. And yes. Little chocolate candies and chocolate fountains and just lounging, comfortable, relaxing music. That's every women's bathroom. Even the ones at the gas stations that you don't even actually sit on the toilet and you get the thigh workout. It is weird to me as a woman. I've been a woman my whole life. Female, to think about, like, knowing that the person sitting next to me, like, they're just peeing. But if there's stall doors in the way, it's like the second layer or tier of mystical, you don't know what goes on in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you go in the bathroom and, like, you see the doors are shut, or maybe you see feet below, and you just skip a stall and you go to the next one. But I just think it's weird to me that men just, like, stand next to each other and knowingly pee. Like, I don't even want to think that other people pee or anything else, mostly.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
I don't know how to. I don't know what you should say.
Like, there are definitely rules, and the rules change with the little dividers. Sometimes there's the little dividers in between the urinals. That changes the rules a little bit.
Sometimes, but why not all the time?
Well,
with doors.
Because you just proceed as though that there's, you know what? I don't know why, but we've gotten away.
Is it weird? Can I make it weird for everybody? Can I make all you men now think about it while you're in there? Like,
no,
this
because
is kind of weird.
It's the way
personal.
It's always been. And, like, we've gone to bathrooms where there's just one big long trough.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. Women, ladies, listen to me. Can you imagine that? Going in, like, what if there were just little, what if there was a trough and a bunch of seats and we just sat down next to each other? I'd quit peeing. I would never pee again.
We went on a mission trip to Mexico, and that's the way the restrooms were down there. There was no
first world problems,
location.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Now you made me feel bad.
I don't want you to feel bad, but, like, it can happen. There are places, and the places that have the troughs are usually, like, just old buildings.
I assume they're, like, bars.
Bars, racetracks, stuff like that, but not new racetracks.
Man, places.
Old racetracks with wooden bleachers and dirt everywhere.
Amy on YouTube says, absolutely not. Thank you. You men are not private about things. And women, ladies who are listening right now, we all know we have that one girlfriend who don't care. And she makes you uncomfortable. And it's like, oh, this is how the other side lives. But you don't do it because it's so uncomfortable. We all have that girlfriend.
Have you ever had anybody touch you while you were going to, like, reach out and, like, because there was a time when,
what?
Like, yes, some guys think it's okay to have a conversation whenever you're going. No, it's okay to have a conversation in the bathroom, but not when you're going. And this dude would, like, reach over and just grab you by the shoulder. And it's like, no, 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 no.
Yeah,
no,
that's
no.
Like, that's like that girlfriend. No, no, there's no way. The most that a woman probably ever experiences complete and total lack of privacy, because you just got to do what you got to do. Like, when you are a bride, if you're wearing a dress, there you have to pull the dress up so you can pee, and you have your best lady friends around you that day, and sometimes they will help you pee. And that is what it is. And the other times where you may have to help each other, you probably won't remember anyway. But it's just, I don't even remember why I'm talking about this. I'm so distraught over just casually standing next to someone and knowing that they're peeing. Like, when women go into the restroom, I assume that most men aren't, like, thinking about, like, you think we're going in there. You talked about couches.
Mm-hmm.
We sit down, not on couches.
Well, you always say you're going to powder your nose.
Well, that is a euphemism.
Is it?
I mean, we're not powdering our noses. That's not what we're doing in there. I can't believe this is how I'm ending the show. Why did I even start talking about this? I don't even know. This show got completely derailed, and I did it to myself, and Wiggins isn't even here. He'll be back Thursday.
Yeah.
What did I start talking about?
I don't. Oh, we were talking about Rob, not Rob, the Kramer guy from Mad Money. I mean, their personalities are similar,
how
right?
How did that turn into toilet talk? Listen,
I remember how. Because I said, I wonder if he's like that around the kitchen table. You're like, I wonder if he's like that in the bathroom.
Yeah, see, I did ruin it. It's my fault. Listen to this. This is crazy.
Lord knows what happened if you didn't partake. But back then, anyone who refused to get vaccinated would get ratted out immediately because we knew that person could hurt other people. The common wheel was a common wheel. Now we're engaged in a similar struggle with COVID, and Eisenhower would be aghast. We have immunocompromised people who are incubators for every variant to come, walking around lawfully unvaccinated? That's psychotic. We have companies that have tried hard to get people vaccinated and now backing down. We have governors who want to be president by grandstanding on a foolish state's right issue, the right to get sick, get other
foolish.
People sick. So it's time to admit that we have to go to war against COVID.
Oh.
Require vaccination universally. Have the military run it. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you better be ready to prove your conscientious objector status in court. And even then, you need to help in the war effort by staying home until we finally beat this thing.
Jim Cramer is the guy who puts his hand on your shoulder while you're peeing and like wants to talk.
That's nuts. I feel like he wants to tell you how you're doing it wrong.
aim a little to the right. No, but just there. Okay, yeah, that's good. Weird. Is that crazy?
He used the phrase lawfully unvaccinated. Mm. I can't believe that he said that.
You know what you have to be lawfully unvaccinated? Laws that require you're vaccinated. You know how you get that? Congressional process of passing laws, not military enforced mandates. You lunatic. What is your problem? Jim Cramer is a cartoon character. He is a cartoon character who wants to supervise and edit your pee situation. Everyone's going to see. I hope that all you men go into the bathroom right now and think about how weird it is. Mark on YouTube says, we know we are in there for one thing. It gets awkward if one looks over and down. Well, yeah, I would imagine so. That's why you put doors and walls. See, walls. Build the wall. See how I brought that home?
brought it right home.
Right center. All right, the Mark Reardon Show is going to come in here next, so stick around for that. A reminder, you can take us with you outside at noon to 3 right here on 97.1 FM Talk. You can subscribe to the Annie Fry Show podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast from. Just type in the Annie Fry Show podcast in your whatever search engine you use and pick your poison. Also, subscribe to us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be back tomorrow, but Mark Reardon will be in here next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.